Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly sunny to partly cloudy today, high near 56. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low near 31. High of 47 on Friday, lots of clouds. Friday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 24. High of 47 on Saturday, lots of sunshine. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 30. Sunday, high near 55. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Kansas teen died in an accident just before 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday in Barton County. According to Barton County Sheriff Brian Bellender, a 2013 Chevy Malibu driven by 15-year-old Murphy Woodmancy of Great Bend was southbound on U.S. 281 near the 4-H building between Hoisington and Great Bend. The vehicle crossed the center line and struck a 2021 Kenworth semi. Woodmancy, a student at Hoisington High School, was pronounced dead at the scene, according to Bellender. The accident remains under investigation. Officials say a moderate earthquake shook parts of north central Kansas on Wednesday as residents were starting their day. The USGS says a magnitude 4.3 earthquake was recorded around 7:45 yesterday morning, with the epicenter just southwest of Gibson in Saline County. The survey said the quake hit at a depth of 1.86 miles. Residents in Salina and as far away as Ark City in southeastern Kansas reported feeling the quake. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
A Kansas man has been sentenced for a deadly drug deal shooting. On Monday, Judge Eric Williams sentenced 18-year-old Nathaniel Brandy to 16 years and 5 months in the Kansas Department of Corrections and an additional year in the county jail. That's according to Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office for second-degree murder, robbery, and criminal use of a weapon. In December 2020, police arrested the then 17-year-old Brandy in connection with the shooting that happened in the 9300 block of East Funston in Wichita. Officers found the victim identified as 20-year-old Cooper Kelly with a gunshot wound. Wildlife officials in Kansas say snowy owls have been spotted in the state recently, with at least 2 proven sightings this week. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Game Warden's Facebook page posted a picture of a female snowy owl on Tuesday. It was seen perched on a fence post in Osage County, which is in eastern Kansas. Also on Tuesday, a picture of a snowy owl was reported in Cheyenne Bottoms. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A grand jury has cleared law enforcement officials in the June killing of a man during a standoff with police in Scotts Bluff, but issued a finding that all Scotts Bluff County law enforcement officers should be wearing body cameras. The Scotts Bluff Star-Herald reports that the grand jury last week returned a no true bill last Friday in the June 7th shooting of 47-year-old Daniel Ojeda of Scotts Bluff. Police have said officers were called to the home for reports of a man with a gun and that the officers were held at bay outside the home for nearly 6 hours. Police said that Ojeda was shot when a Scottsbluff County SWAT team entered the home. The Kearney Police Department has arrested a man in connection to a shooting that happened in August. The KPD issued an arrest warrant for 22-year-old Trevin Weindorf of Kearney for attempted second-degree homicide and unlawful discharge of a firearm. Weindorf was arrested by the Kearney Police Department without incident. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A red ribbon was cut by volunteers Wednesday, marking the opening of the Black Squirrel Bark Park in South Marysville. Off-street parking and a pedestrian bridge crossing were recently completed, with adjacent twin fenced areas designated for small and larger dogs. The opening to the public on Jackson Street at 8th, a block southwest of the Marysville City Park, marks a multiple-year effort to locate and construct the facility with public and private funding. A Corning, Kansas cafe, the Corn Shed Bar and Grill, was substantially damaged by fire Wednesday morning. All of the contents of the metal structure building were reportedly destroyed, with fire departments from Corning, Gulf, Centralia, and Seneca responding. A $243,000 USDA grant awarded to USD 380 will be used toward projects at the Frankfort and Centralia schools, including window replacement, security camera installation, a new school bus, technology updates for Chromebooks and laptops, classroom and bathroom improvements at Centralia, and replacement of the boilers with a new HVAC system at Frankfort. The Community Facilities Direct Loan and Grant Program will include 65% matching contributions from USD 380. Kansas Farm Bureau recognized members and supporters at its annual meeting in Manhattan this week, presenting two Kansans with Distinguished Service Awards for exemplary contributions to agriculture in the state. Those two include Don Landall of Marysville, who was recognized for 60 years of service through Landall Company, a leading agricultural and industrial manufacturer employing more than 900 people region-wide. Landall's a strong supporter of the community and a financial contributor to the local, state, and national FFA organizations. He's contributed to many other local causes as well. KFB also presented 12 Friends of Agriculture Awards, recognizing individuals who have made significant contributions to Kansas Farm Bureau and agriculture. They include Sue Rowland of Marysville, who has supported the agricultural community for 55 years, many years as a business teacher at Marysville High School, and as a founding member of the Kansas FFA Foundation and serving on several local boards. The Evalon Foundation is accepting grant applications for events and projects to be held in 2022 in Gage County to support arts activities sponsored by local and regional organizations. Grant applications are available from the Evalon Foundation at Beatrice. Contact Rich Hoovendick for details. Applications are to be completed and returned to the foundation by Friday, December 10th, for arts-related projects to be calendared in the year 2022. It's anticipated the grants awarded this year could total some $48,000. Blue Rapids' annual hometown Christmas is Saturday, December 11th, with the Fireman's Breakfast 7 to 11, craft sale and quilt raffle at the library 9 to 2, a Christmas bazaar in the Blue Rapids Gym, open house at the Blue Rapids Museum from 9 to 3 will include cookie decorating and examples of clinker gardens, a live nativity at 4, soup supper begins at 4:30 at the Community Center Saturday, a beard contest is at 5, Santa greets youngsters 5 until 7, and the annual lighted parade is Saturday evening at 6. Entries should be in place on South Main by 5:30. Contact Bob Lindquist for entry information. $25 chamber bucks for first, $15 for second, and $10 for third place with any motorized vehicle, including decorated golf carts, are welcome. Follow the Blue Rapids Facebook page for updates on the event Saturday, December 11th, hosted by the Blue Rapids Chamber. Herbert C. Alley, age 77, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Private burial at the Holton Cemetery Wednesday, December 8th. The memorial service will be planned at a later date with the Terry Christie funeral. I'm in charge of arrangements for Herbert Alley. Betty L. Glick, age 97, of Fort Worth, Texas, formerly Marshall County, passed away. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Chapel in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Betty Glick. Lola J. Zebakratsky, age 83, of Barnes, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the Afton Cemetery, rural Waterville. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8. At the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lola Zebakratsky. Lawrence Larry D. Donahue, age 79, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial St. Patrick's Cemetery, Coal Creek, south of Centralia. Rosary Friday evening at 6 at the church. Visitation on Friday, 10 until 4 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Larry Donahue. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, pork loin, cheesy potato, peas, and pears. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, green beans, and bananas in pudding. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Elsie Grace's Gift and Bake Shop in Frankfort is a Christmas shopping destination. Who can resist the homemade pies and fudge, the specialty foods to entertain with and gift, plus the cozy fun ladies' fashions and accessories? The home decor is festive, the kitchen gadgets delightful, and there's a selection of enamelware and pottery for the best set table in the county. Elsie Grace's specializes in gifts for everyone on your list, young and old. Hurry in today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly sunny to partly cloudy today, high near 56. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low near 31. High of 47 on Friday, lots of clouds. Friday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 24. High of 47 on Saturday, lots of sunshine. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 30. On Sunday, lots of sun, warmer with a high near 55. Saturday night, mainly clear, low 31, and we'll continue that warming trend into early next week. On Monday, sunny, high near 60. Monday night, clear to partly cloudy, low 39. High of 68 on Tuesday, lots of sunshine. Tuesday night, becoming cloudy, low of 52. High of 70 on Wednesday, occasional sun. Wednesday night, we'll see a few clouds and a low near 50 degrees. Thursday, a mix of clouds and some sun, high near 67. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on KNDY.
Average high temperature early December 45, record high on this date 66, the average low 24, and the record low 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:35, sunset this evening at 5:04. 36 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 9th of December. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
In a season where everyone is on the go, go give gift cards from CJ Express. Available in $100, $50, $20, and $10 values, they're good in-store for food, drinks, merchandise, and, of course, fuel. It's the perfect way to show someone you appreciate them and what they do. CJ Express gift cards. Available in Marysville and Frankfort.
Houston to the moon. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Rockets just keep on winning. Last night they pulled off a 114-104 shocker over the supposedly powerhouse Nets. for their seventh straight W. Head coach Steven Silas says his team has gained a lot of confidence during the run.
The spirit of our group is high. Like we're in a good spot right now. So yeah, I would say the adversity that we went through prior to this point has made it even sweeter. But yeah, we're feeling pretty good about ourselves.
Houston's win streak comes on the heels of a 15-game losing streak. Nikola Jokic put up a triple-double and scored 11 of his 39 points in overtime to lead the Nuggets to an overtime win over the Pelicans, 120-114. In college hoops, unranked West Virginia improved to 8-1 with a 56-53 upset of number 15 UConn. 11th-ranked Arizona cruised to a 94-65 drubbing of Wyoming. More NBA, the Wizards got an overtime win over the Pistons in Detroit, courtesy of Kyle Kuzma.
5 seconds, Gafford, right elbow, left wing Dinwiddie, left corner, Kuzma for three, it's there, 119-116, Wizards with the lead with 0.6 seconds left.
On the Wizards radio network, that would be it. Kuzma led Washington with 26 points, Bradley Beal had 25. Steph Curry hit 6 3-balls to lead the Warriors to a 104-94 win over the struggling Trailblazers. Curry now just 10 threes shy of breaking Ray Allen's all-time record. NHL, the Avalanche got 2 goals each from Mikko Rantanen and Logan O'Connor en route to a 7-3 blowout of the Rangers, snapping New York's 7-game win streak. Tiger Woods says he will return to competition later this month, playing with his son Charlie at the PNC Championship in Orlando. It'll be his first competitive event since he was seriously injured in a car accident in February. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
High school basketball season is here, and one thing is for sure, the Twin Valley League looks to be as exciting as ever. Can a team separate themselves from the pack early on, or will the league title once again come down to the final night? Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com. I'll have the latest stats, scores, and stories from the TVL all season long. The TVL Spotlight, under the podcast tab at KNDYRadio.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The House of Representatives cleared a couple of bills critical to the livestock sector Wednesday, but the measures might face different fates in the Senate. One bill is a single-page measure to offer a clean extension of livestock mandatory reporting. Well, that bill passed 419-9. The other one will create a contract library for the beef cattle industry similar to the catalog currently available for pork. That legislation passed 411-13. Now, both bills were passed yesterday on the suspension calendar. That's a House process allowing for expedited consideration of measures that must garner at least two-thirds majority votes to be passed. The LMR, currently authorized through mid-February, is part of the continuing resolution passed last week to keep the government funded. The passage of the bill then would put the reporting on a different timeline, giving congressional and industry negotiators until the end of September to make additional reforms that might be packaged with a long-term extension, something House Ag Committee Chair David Scott, who sponsored the measure, said on the House floor yesterday. The U.S. Grains Council releasing the 21-22 corn harvest quality report. The report, based on 610 samples taken from defined areas within 12 of the top corn-producing and exporting states. The council revealed that this year's U.S. corn crop has higher average test weight and lower total damage and stress cracks compared to the previous 5 crops. This 11th edition of the report showed the 2021 crop was planted earlier than average and experienced a mostly warm growing season. Overall, 65% of the crop rated good to excellent, near record high yields, and the average aggregate quality samples was better than the grade factor requirement for U.S. number 1 grade. Nearly 99% of the samples tested below U.S. Food and Drug Administration level of aflatoxins. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bott Realty and Auction will conduct a farm equipment auction for the Robert Round Estate Sunday, December 12th. Sale begins at 1 o'clock at the farm, 2 miles south and a mile east of Wymore, at the intersection of Sage and 66th Roads. selling a 79 IHC 986 diesel tractor with cab, rotary brush cutter, 6-foot skid load front mount, Massey 850 combine, 15-foot combine header with Milo guards, 24-foot travel-long trailer, a bale spear, post-hole digger, stump grinder, 4-wheel trailers, row crop cultivator, 700-gallon tandem axle water trailer, propane tanks, fuel tank, 3-point sprayer, other miscellaneous, plus 20 round bales of mixed hay and a few smaller items. This will be a short auction, be on time. Sale begins at 1 o'clock Sunday, December 12th at the farm at the corner of Sage and 66th Roads, 2 miles south and a mile east of Wymore. Sale conducted by Block Realty and Auction.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Thursday morning to you. Markets opening up here in just a little bit. It was kind of a mixed day in trading as it was mixing the grains a little bit lower in the livestock is how we wrapped up a Wednesday. The grain market, however, could be seeing a little bump here relatively soon as the big focus in Washington, D.C. has been the biofuels. As yesterday, an executive order was signed by Joe Biden, including government light-duty vehicles being purchased from now on, being 100% zero emission by 2027. So the biofuel industry is a kind of the focal point in many of the politics going into the trading lately. We did see corn kind of mixed on the board yesterday. December corn was down 1.5 at 584.75. That was after trending mostly higher for the day. But by March corn, we did see some green pop up 1.25 higher at 587.25. Kansas City wheat yesterday had a bit of a rocky day, down 17 cents at the end to 810.25. So we can see if they can rebound a little bit today when the market's open. In the oats market, December oats down 5.25 at the end to 732. Good news is over in the soybean market, we saw it mostly higher yesterday with January beans up by 10.75, sitting at 1261. We had the bean meal for December also up by $6.70 at 365.60. Over in the bean oil, however, we saw some red on the board with December oil down $1.58, sitting at 55.46. Cotton market, they trended mostly lower throughout the entire day. Yesterday did see some green by the end of the day, with December cotton up by 28 cents at 111.55. Canola, on the other hand, down by 12.90 at 10.10.70. Over in the livestock yesterday, we saw mostly lower numbers there. Lean hogs had some green on the board for a while throughout trading yesterday, but wrapped up mostly lower. Live cattle for December was down 67 cents at 137.55. The feeder cattle for January was down $1.62 at 163.40. Lean hogs were also down for December, sitting $1.25 lower at 70.82. February was also down by $0.5. We'll see what markets do today on a Thursday. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a Hereford special today with nearly 900 head of cattle already consigned. Early consignments include 15 Hereford steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6, 25 weighing 5.5 to 650, 15 Hereford steers 6.5 to 750, 7 black heifers 4 to 5, 25 mixed steers and heifers 4 to 550, 26 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 110 weighing in at 4 to 6, 11 black steers and heifers 5 to 725, 40 black steers 5 to 750. 40 black and Charlet steers and heifers 5.5 to 7, another 73 in that same range. 10 Holtmeyer bulls 5.5 to 7. 13 red Angus steers and heifers 5.5 to 7. 50 mixed steers and heifers 5.5 to 750. 22 black steers 5.5 to 850. 6 black and red heifers 6 to 650. 65 black steers 6 to 7. 30 black and Charlet steers and heifers 6 to 7. 25 black steers and heifers 6 to 7. 40 black and baldy steers and heifers 6 to 8, 16 black steers 6 to 7, 35 black steers and heifers 6 to 750, 70 Charlet cross steers and heifers 650 to 8, 8 black yearling heifers 7 to 750, 15 black yearling steers 7 to 750, 15 black yearling heifers 8 to 8.25, 65 black Charlet red yearling steers northern origin 850 to 875. 10 black yearling steers weigh over 1,000 pounds, and 14 black steers over 1,000 pounds. Sale start time 10 a.m. for Hereford special today at Marysville Livestock. Mike Me Barbecue will operate the cafe with specials today. A reminder, dairy influence sale next week, then no sale on December 23rd, their final sale this year on December 30th at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Music. Would you ever consider leasing your Christmas tree? We will tell you who's doing it and why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 9th, the 343rd day of the year. Singer Donny Osmond celebrates his 64th birthday, and on this night 56 years ago, A Charlie Brown Christmas first appeared on television. Like Charlie Brown, most of us struggle with finding the perfect tree for the season, or we make do with an artificial one. But now there's a third option. For those who want a live tree without the guilt of killing it, nurseries in some areas are offering live tree adoptions. A tree is delivered to your home, roots and all, in a large planter and then retrieved in January. The trees are nurtured throughout the year and rented out again the following season. It's a clever way to save a tree, if not a whole lot of green as well. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal trends at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, 36 degrees this hour. Middle 50s for high temperatures again today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Cam Jones scored 15 points. Oso Ogudoro blocked a potential game-winning shot in the final seconds. And Marquette edged Kansas State 64-63 in the Big East Big 12 battle. That's K-State's first home loss this season. K-State pulled within a point 64-63 on Mike McGrill's three-pointer with 19 seconds left. But after working for the final shot, Ishmael Masood's drive for the win was rejected by the 6'9" freshman Ogudoro. Mark Smith scored 4 of K-State's last 7 points, finishing with a season high 17. Number 4 Hutchinson Community College led by only 3 at halftime before building a 14-point advantage in the second half as the Blue Dragons defeated Coffeyville 81-74. The Dragons remained perfect 13-0 overall, 7-0 in the conference, and shot 44.3% and scored 35 points off turnovers. Angelo Stewart led Hutchinson with 25 points and Kobe Campbell added 21 off the bench. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with area high school girls and boys basketball coaches from Diller Odell and Southern Monday, Axtell and Centralia Tuesday, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus live broadcast home and away Marysville High games on AM 1570 FM 94.1. with area games live on KNDY FM 95.5.
tree.